What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Believe it or not, a few people have reached out to me worried about our canceled Lugesch debate series from yesterday. I had mentioned at the top of the show that with the Knicks season now being over, Tommy Lugauer and Sean Morash would have an official debate on King of New York update, Aaron Judge versus Jalen Brunson. I mentioned it would happen at 4 o'clock yesterday. But things happened. Tom Thibodeau got fired. The show changed, obviously. So I promise you, today at 4 o'clock, it is a scheduled Lugesch debate series. King of New York, Jalen Brunson versus Aaron Judge. You guys excited for it?
Yeah. I mean, we've prepared for this for 5 days, so it better be the best Lugesch debate series, as far as I'm concerned, at least from my side of things.
I'm looking forward to it. Remember, Teak, it's not about who we think is the king. It's about who won the debate.
Who wins the argument.
I know this is a tease for the next hour, but I do want to make that clear, because Tommy did turn to me in the last break and said, whoever wins this debate is declared the king of New York, right? I said, that's not how this works.
No, that's not how it works, unfortunately. Currently, the score in the Lugesch debate series is 6 for Sean, 5 for Tommy. We did fact check that over the last few weeks to make sure our numbers are accurate. That's coming up at 4 o'clock. But one big thing over the last 24 hours in the decision to fire Tom Thibodeau has been about, was this a James Dolan special? Obviously, there have been times in Knick history where James Dolan got heavy-handed. It has now basically been confirmed that he interfered in the Carmelo Anthony trade. That Donnie Walsh was negotiating, James Dolan wanted to get the deal done, and before you know it, there's more draft picks and Timofey Moskov's in the deal.
Right.
So Dolan was a very handsy owner. Over the last few years, he hasn't been a handsy owner, and it's been noticed by most of us and Knick fans, and we've seen the organization turn around. Well, a couple of years ago, James Dolan was in studio with Craig and I, and we asked him about this change. And I want you to listen to this one clip. Because this clip, I think, will make you feel like you know what's going on with James Dolan behind the scenes. This felt like a very honest answer. It felt real. And I think the reporting over the last day or so will back up what James Dolan told us in terms of how involved he gets.
My deal with Leon and with Tibbs, et cetera, is that, you know, I get to speak, right? Their deal is they don't have to listen to me.
I think that's what's been going on.
Yeah.
Because James Dolan could have said, I'm not involved at all. Like, I hired him and I'm out. And that's what I thought his answer would be. That's not what he said. What he said was, here's my deal. I mean, you just heard it. I'm going to give you my opinion and they don't have to listen to me.
Right.
And
Feels about right.
It feels spot on because yesterday Ian Begley tells us, yeah, there were a few times where they were close to firing Tom Thibodeau. He cited the examples, the Cam Thomas game back at Madison Square Garden, one of my happiest moments as a basketball fan, and they ultimately didn't do it. And what that sounds like is James Dolan likes to give his opinion. He owns the team and says, Leon, why are we keeping this guy? We got embarrassed by the Nets. I heard that geeky season ticket holder was jumping around the Chase Bridge. We got to get rid of this guy. And Leon's like, okay, James, not going to do it. That's what it sounds like. I mean, because his answer tells you, yeah, I'm telling you what I think, but ultimately it's Rose's call, and that's why I feel even stronger that this was Leon Rose's decision to fire Tom Thibodeau, because he could have done it multiple other times.
Yeah, I think we've all accepted that. It's just a matter of it, the fan base. Not that it matters if they accept it or not, because it's James Dolan's team. If he decided to fire Tibbs and Rose had to go along with it, so what? It's his decision. Now, I know why.
We'd be pissed. That's what it would be.
Yeah, of course you'd be pissed, because you'd feel like he's meddling, but ultimately, it doesn't feel like that's the case. And I think evidence is starting to show that. Now, the other question is going to be, though, does James Dolan have a say in hiring the next head coach? And that's where I would say, if he was meddling with Leon Rose, again, have your opinion. Leon Rose doesn't have to listen to you. That would be worrisome.
Well, you know what would be worrisome listening to that? And this is for, I guess, 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road. If this administration ends, however it ends, maybe mm-hmm. they win a title, maybe Leon doesn't want to do this anymore. Maybe right. it's just like, hey, I want to go back to being an agent.
Right, I'm good.
However this ends, if James Dolan is still owning the Knicks with that kind of strategy and they hire a young executive, that young executive is easily intimidated by the owner saying, this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Leon Rose is very unique and special in that I don't think he's intimidated. He didn't need this job. This is not a guy working his way up to be an executive. This is an agent who said, yeah, I'll take this challenge. So I think Leon is perfect in dealing with something like that, because I think his attitude is F you. Right. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
I've made a lot of money. I'm good.
So what would concern me about that clip is not today. It would concern me 5 years from now if your new head honcho is someone not as strong-willed as Leon Rose. That would be the way I look at it.
Right.
So clearly you got to sign Leon Rose to a lifetime contract. In fact, put in writing, Leon, you're not allowed to leave unless we win a title. Actually, two titles. Make it three titles, and then you can leave. Yes. I'm good with that.
Yes, yes. A job for life, Leon. Now, that's not going to happen, obviously, because at some point, either Dolan's going to get rid of him, or Leon's going to say, I don't want to do this
anymore. Right, but if you're Leon Rose, too, this is a sweet gig, because Dolan not necessarily stays out of it, but Leon runs the show, doesn't have to meet the media, at least traditionally. You get to be the GM and all this of the Knicks, so it's a pretty sweet gig. Like, it going is. Back to being an agent, it's like, maybe. And he would do that, I think, if it got tricky or hairy or Dolan.
Just, or he just doesn't want to do it anymore. But I hear what James said, I think of Steve Cohen and I think of Hal Steinbrenner. Like, right now, Brian Cashman, yeah, Hal, tell me whatever the hell you want to tell me. I'm still going to do what I do. David Stearns, I think, also has that confidence. But early on in the Cohen era, if he went up to Zach Scott, who was like the interim GM, and said, I think we should trade for Javier Baez, you're probably going to listen to the billionaire when you don't have the resume that the other guys do. So that comment is interesting, and it would calm me down in this moment. But I think there are scenarios. Like, I thought about the Giants, too. I'll whip your franchise out. When Joe Shane first takes the job, I don't know if John Mara does it like James Dolan. Maybe you could tell me if he does. I don't know. But if Mara's like, hey, I'm going to tell you my opinion, but ignore me. It's cool. And Mara's telling a rookie general manager, you better keep Daniel. Well, not you better. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
I'd really like if you kept Daniel Jones. That's intimidating.
Yeah.
That would not be an ideal situation. But I think in the case of Rose, I feel good that he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Go play your guitar, Jimmy. Something like that. They probably have that relationship. Go away. Go sit courtside. Well, I got this.
I mean, they likely had dealings prior.
That's true. A lot of negotiations.
Yeah, just negotiations. And so there was, I don't know, it definitely couldn't have been a hate, because why the hell would you have hired him? So there must have been at least a respect for Leon Rose when he was hired here. Otherwise, why would he have gotten hired?
No,
being an agent. Because some agents are jerks. You just don't want to deal with them ever. Like, I got to deal with you because I got to sign this guy that you're representing. But if I don't see you again for the rest of my existence, so be it. That obviously wasn't the case with Leon Rose and James Dolan.
888-808-1019. Evan is calling from Woodmere. What's up, Evan?
Hey, I apologize for not calling my call in on Monday or yesterday. It's a Jewish holiday, so I'm a little late with this.
Well, happy holidays.
For my annual call in on the Knicks losing, next season being over. I'd also like to officially nominate myself as vice president of the coalition, Evan.
Oh, okay.
I think pound for pound, I can hate with. I hate the Knicks just as much as anybody. Pound for pound.
Well, we're going to have voting in August for the coalition of Knick haters, so I will certainly let you know how the vote goes, and your name will be mentioned.
And I think Evan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It has a nice little ring to it, too. Nice. But for the real reason of my call, it's for my friend, little Tommy boy, woof woof Tommy, the big bad dog Knicks, lose once again 3 years in a row to a underdog when you have home court advantage. Last year was the injuries. This year it's, I don't know what the excuse is, 3 years in a row. You lose as the favorites to an underdog in the playoffs. The big bad dogs.
You have any response to that?
I do. What I was going to say is that they made the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat the Boston Celtics, the reigning champs, and I didn't get Evan's basketball team. I assume it is the other team in town, the Nets. And just a reminder to all the Nets fans, the Knicks made the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's something the Nets didn't do with three, not one, not two, three all-time players.
The last time that the Brooklyn, New Jersey Nets made an Eastern Conference Finals was all the way back in 2003 when they swept away Rick Carlisle and the Detroit Pistons. That's a true story.
How many coalition members are there, by the way? We've heard from Ozzy. We've heard from Kendrick. We've heard from Evan. Obviously, you and Sean. We got to be at the number now, right?
It's an enormous number. You don't even know.
Well, because I know there's some that, you know, sit in silence. They don't want to be, you know, known that they're part of the coalition. Are we just going to hear from them throughout the entire summer?
I don't know, because some don't like to voice it. So here's the deal with the coalition of Knick haters. Yeah, there's a lot of Net fans in it or basketball fans that don't like the Knicks. There's also a lot of people that don't like basketball, and they're sick of you talking about them. And sick of us talking about them. So they're out there waiting to make their phone calls about the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, and the Jets. And they're like, we got to put up with this basketball crap again. And they hate the Knicks, not because they hate the Knicks, but they don't like basketball. That's why the coalition is so big. It's a coalition. Right. It's not just one group of people. It's a lot of
There's different levels of hate, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. Also, Ranger fans are a huge portion of the coalition because they feel that the Knicks get more attention than they do.
I actually think there's a chance there's more coalition, silent or otherwise, members in New York than there are actual Knick fans in New York.
Well, I'm not going to get into that debate today. That's for mid-August, but you may be right. Let's go to Matt in Staten Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you today?
We're good.
Good.
All right, so this might be the first time in history that Tiki and Evan show may get someone actual job.
Okay. Really?
So okay. I went on a job interview today for an assistant principal position in Brooklyn, New York, right?
Oh, nice.
So I'm going through the whole thing, talking about, you know, talking about my educational background, my beliefs, you know, just everything. And, you know, one of the concerns they had, or one of the questions they brought up, was my commute going from Staten Island to Brooklyn, because I'm currently working on Staten Island. Why would I be willing to, you know, take this extra commute? So I said, to be perfectly honest with you, a lot of times on my way home from work, I listen to, you know, Evan and Tiki, and, you know, I call in, and I happen to get in, you know, frequently. So they started laughing. So the one assistant principal, now I'm sitting in front of four women. So the one assistant principal says to me, she goes, Tiki Barber? I'm like, yeah, what? She's like, I have an autographed football from him in my house. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. She's like, is it worth anything? And I'm like, well, if you're a New York sports fan, absolutely it is. So then the other assistant principal chimes in, and she goes, if you want to make it really valuable, she goes, find a way to get Tiki's brother Rondé to sign it. Then you'd have two really handsome men signing one football.
Nice.
So now they're going on and they're laughing. I'm hysterical laughing too. I was like, ladies, listen, I know you have your whole interview process and everything like that, but if I do happen to get this job, I will find a way to get Rondé to autograph that football for you.
Absolutely,
and
Matt.
And they were hysterical.
That's easy.
They were hysterical.
That's easy.
Laughing.
That's easy, Matt. Call us back if you get that job, for sure.
Oh, he's getting the job. Definitely.
It really turned out to be great. And one more thing I wanted to tell you, Teek.
Go ahead.
Remember when I called in and I told you about the whole dance competition bra fiasco?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So not only did I go home and pick out the right bra on the first time.
I delivered
it a half hour before they expected it.
Bro.
And my daughter Vivian wound up getting first place in
here.
Her routine cross solo.
Congratulations. You are a hero, man.
So I was like, you know what?
You are a hero.
This is what cheer fathers and dance fathers, this is what we do.
No doubt.
So I just wanted to thank you for that.
I appreciate that
story. Wow, that was excellent.
Because it is harder than you think. Because God forbid mama has something going on and you have to do the hair and makeup. Because that happened to me a couple years ago with Tegan.
Mm.
And now Tegan doesn't care as much, but the moms are like, wow, I'm impressed. You actually got it done pretty well. Tegan's hair and makeup. So I was proud of myself. So Matt, that's awesome.
You should be proud. That's damn impressive.
As a dad of girls, it is not easy when they got to get dressed up and you have zero idea.
Sometimes I say, I can't imagine. It's more like a phrase. In this case, truly. I can't imagine.
You really can't.
I cannot imagine.
No more kids. What a girl.
Let's go to, I think it's Saya in Queens. How are you, Saya?
Hey, Evan, Tiki, Sean, Tommy, what's good?
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Man, I was listening to you guys yesterday, and I was blown away. Inspired coach, man. Why? But then again, I don't ask why. I know why. And when I'm hearing about it, it sounds like they was more thinking about last season when all the injuries piled up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there was no question of if he can get the offense going, the defense was sputtering sometimes. And then once the personnel changed, he didn't change the personnel.
Right.
And I think that was a big problem as well.
Absolutely.
Like, people to have
That's right. A big part of the why. I think we have to, and Sia, you're doing it, you have to look past they're in the Eastern Conference Finals mm-hmm. for the first time in 25 years. And I know that a lot of people don't want to do that
right.
or look past that this franchise had been terrible till Tom Thibodeau took over.
Right.
Tom Thibodeau helped turn this culture around. He deserves a lot of credit. But now we're in the big boy pen where it's, are you making the adjustments? Are you using the right rotations? Are you seeing a pathway to a championship? And we mentioned this before Tibbs got fired. Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson went backwards mm-hmm. with their chemistry.
In season. Right. But he's also, I think what Sarri was saying is that it's not just what happened this year and the ineffectiveness in the postseason and the reliance on the starting five, which had a grossly negative plus minus, but it was also the cumulative resume, mm. right, from the last few years, right? What happened 3 years ago? What happened last year? What happened, you know, this year? And last year it was one thing. This year it was something else.
Right. And last year when we talked about all those injuries, we certainly had the debates around here. A lot of people had the debates on how much of Tom Thibodeau overusing his players contributed to that.
Well, Julius Randle is obviously contributed to it.
Well, I thought in Julius's case it was just because he was in a game late.
Yes.
Fair enough. Yes.
Right. Use your bench. You're yes. like 17.
At that point in the game, it's kind of that rough edge of should you take your starters out. I thought in DiVincenzo's case, when he got hurt in the regular season, it may be in the attrition of playing as many minutes as he did.
Something he wasn't used to.
But what I think Leon and the crew may be looking at is, hey, we were lucky this year. We were healthy.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if that's going to be the case next year if this coach continues to play his starters monstrous minutes and not develop his bench.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways it helped them another year, particularly OG. I mean, he played as many games as he has really in the last, what, 5-6 years?
He was healthy in a way he's not normally been.
Right. Cat too.
Same thing. So you can look at that and say, we were lucky.
Yeah.
And we don't know if that's going to continue, especially if Thibodeau is going to remain playing his starters big minutes and not developing a bench.
Right.
And that's part of, there's a lot of reasons that leads to Leon Rose ultimately making this decision, and that's certainly a part of it. Let's go to Frankie and Bethpage. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I 100% disagree with this decision by firing Thibs. Listen, he is the reason the Knicks are not the laughing stock of the league anymore. We are an actual contender. And the thing that frustrates me the most is the coach you're going to bring into this situation is in a must-win situation. And I was going to say I want a guy like Dan Hurley, but as I was on hold, I saw reports that he's out of the Knicks job apparently. But I don't know. It's just so confusing to me that you would fire a guy that has turned your organization around, brought you guys to the Eastern Conference Finals after 25 years,
because that's irrelevant. You know what I mean? Like, that's irrelevant. Like, yes.
No, Evan.
Go ahead.
I know, but he has turned around your franchise, has turned around our franchise. We were the laughing stock. Now we have an actual shot of winning.
What does that have to do, though, with who gives you the best chance to win a championship in 2026? You're right. He turned the franchise around. I don't want to diminish that, but now we're at the big boy table. Now it's, how do we win a title?
No, you're 100% right about that. I'm saying, there's somebody other, like Johnny, what's his name? Or Mike Malone. Any of those guys.
Right. Johnny, what's his name?
Do they give you a better shot than Tom Thibodeau?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why. Because I think, if we're being logical here, we've seen the best of Tom Thibodeau coaching the New York Knicks. They've hit a wall.
Right.
So now you got to throw that pass downfield. And you've got to see, can I find someone that's going to take us to the next level? And the thing about Johnny, what's his name, which now that's just his nickname, Johnny Bryant's Johnny, what's his name, is he could be better, or he could be better in this situation to get the most out of this roster. Mm. So I think you've maximized it with Tom Thibodeau. Like, we opened the show yesterday with what would you do? And I remember saying, you know, all the reasons why I'd move on from Thibodeau, but ultimately the reason I wanted to stay with him in that moment was I think Jalen Brunson really wants him back.
Right.
Well, I think I was wrong about that.
Yeah, we don't know.
I think that Jalen Brunson may have said, I like Tom Thibodeau, but in those exit interviews, the truth may have been, in answering questions about what went wrong this year, may have been the answer of, we need someone else to maximize what's on this roster.
Yeah, I think Leon Rose carried out the orders of the players. They had a meeting. Their players voiced
I don't like the way you phrase that, because and I'll let you respond, because I think that means they got together and said, we got to get rid of this
guy. That's not what I meant.
That's what happened.
But I look back at, all right, so let me, I think they went in there and they said, okay, do you think this guy could get us to the next level? What about rotations? What about minutes? And then Leon Rose took all that into consideration and said, boy, these players, without saying it, want Tibbs gone.
Bingo. So it's similar to, and I'll use Sean. I'm going to make Sean the kind of the bad guy here. Well, actually, Tommy's the bad guy. Sean will be sympathetic. Okay. Tommy's in a meeting with management.
I am.
And Tommy loves Sean. Like, you're friends with him. You've known him for a long time. You actually love working with him. Like, you have a great relationship.
Well, you went a little far there. But, yeah, I do like him as a person.
Well, for the sake of it. You like him as a person. You love working with him. Just go with that. Now you're in a meeting, and they're asking you questions about Sean at this show, at the station, what he does, what he doesn't do. And your honest answers, in which you're not even trying to bash him, but your honest answers lead to the architect saying, we got to get rid of this guy.
What would you say you do here? No, I think that's what happened. I agree.
Would you agree that's what probably happened?
I don't think they went in there with the pitchforks, but I think they gave their honest answers. And maybe Leon Rose was possibly leaning that way anyway. And they assured him or reassured him, whatever the word is, that, yeah, maybe Tibbs isn't the right guy.
So CP said on his Knick Fan TV that one of the things that happened in these meetings was players said we didn't know what our role was.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that publicly from Josh Hart in training camp.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if that was said, and you're not saying it necessarily to bash him, you're saying, hey, Deuce McBride says, because he's the guy, I don't know what the hell my role was. Mm-hmm. I'm playing 11 minutes in an NBA postseason game.
And I come in and I make some big shots, and then I sit down and never see the floor again.
You're not saying it necessarily maliciously to get the guy fired. You're giving honest answers. So I think when we hear or say the players led to his firing, I think it's far different than maybe what Jason Kidd did to Byron Scott, where he literally said to Rob Thorne, get him out!
And this is just pure speculation. I'm speculating. I think that the new additions, we'll call them this year, probably had more of an issue with Tibbs because they were just brought in. They didn't like sort of grow up with Tibbs. We heard Mikal Bridges say things publicly about the minutes. And if you're Leon Rose, like a lot of people say, this is the narrative. The Bridges trade wasn't good. It wasn't good. He's not that player. Or is it, at least in my opinion, was he not utilized properly? If I'm Leon Rose, I'm going, Tibbs, I stuck my neck out for this player, and you didn't utilize him to this full potential. Karl Anthony Towns, who has a relationship with Leon Rose. Leon Rose brought this player in, and Tibbs didn't get the most out of Cat. These are the guys that are getting bashed the most.
Right.
So I think the old guard were more loyal to Tibbs. Doesn't mean they didn't want to move on. And the newer guys, if I had to guess and speculate, were more like, all right, shown the door because he didn't utilize us properly. Bridges, Carl Anthony Towns.
One of the questions being thrown at Leon would be, wait a second. If you thought about firing this guy multiple times and you just fired him yesterday, why'd you give him an extension last year? I have an answer to why he did it coming up next. Plus, we'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019 and the big Lugash debate series, Jalen Brunson versus Aaron Judge, coming up at 4 o'clock. But we're talking about all the different candidates for this Knicks head coaching job. And some of them are weird, and some of them are wild, and some of them are realistic, and some of them are unrealistic. We can officially cross someone off the list.
Mm-hmm.
Because earlier today, head coach Rick Pitino was on with Sal and BT and was asked the question, hey, Rick, do you want to return and coach the Knicks like you did a million years ago? And here is what Coach Pitino said.
I was very proud to be the assistant coach on the UB Brown. I'm very proud to win the Atlantic Division as head coach of the New York Knicks. I can assure you that a 73-year-old is not coaching 100 games anymore.
He also kind of left it open to, well, yeah.
If they want me, maybe.
Right.
I would consider it.
Yeah, I don't think he would want to do it. But Rick Pitino is certainly a part of Knicks history for his success that he had in the late 80s. And he said, no, not going to run around coaching 100 games. Now, as far as the answer to the riddle, which is, hey, how come Leon Rose gave Tom Thibodeau an extension to then turn around and fire him, especially if he had been on the hot seat multiple times, according to Ian Begley, I think the answer is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when Leon Rose hired Tom Thibodeau, it was always going to be awkward because Tom was represented by Leon Rose. Like, I have an agent. If my agent became the program director or the boss here or somewhere else, and I went there, there would be that awkwardness of, well, Ev, you know, I may have to fire you at some point if you're not successful.
Right. Even if I really like you.
Even if I like you. And so what I assume is when Leon hired Tom, he said, look, this is a business where you're likely going to get fired. Because that's just the way it is, especially in coaching more so than anywhere else. Like, mm-hmm. you're hired to be fired. You said it earlier, Tiki. How many coaches just get to go out on their own? I mean, look at our own town. Joe Torre as a manager, Tom Coughlin as a head coach, did not go out on their own.
Right.
They're two of the most successful guys.
Told you were done.
Yes.
Multiple champions. So, championships. Told you're done. So and not in classy ceremonial ways.
They tried, but
kind of like, we think you're done even though we know that you want to keep coaching.
Right, and that's the ultimate problem.
Right.
Like the Yankees and the Giants came to a point, we could argue if they were right or wrong, that, hey, we got to move on. Eventually you have to move on. No, and
I think they probably were both right, just to opine on it real quickly. I just think the who came next wasn't.
Yeah, well, in the Yankees' case, it sort of worked.
Right,
because,
right, right.
You know, they went out and won the World Series a couple years later.
For the Giants.
No, I get you. I do agree that both were right at the time. So I think when Leon hires Tom, he knows, and they both know, and it's an understanding of, hey, I'm going to have to fire you, and you can never take it personal.
Right.
And so what Ian Begley reported yesterday is that there were multiple times where they were close to firing Tom Thibodeau, including that example after that Nets game where mm-hmm. Cam Thomas went nuts. So my assumption would be last summer, when Leon gave him the extension, Leon knew he was taking care of his guy. Because one admirable thing
yes.
about James Dolan is he doesn't care about money.
Mm-mm.
He is going to pay. And so Leon probably knew, you know what? I'm going to get you that extension. If we fire you, you're taken care of.
Right.
You're going to get $30 million guaranteed. And I know that this owner is going to let me fire you because he probably wants me to fire you 2 years ago. And so I think the answer to the riddle...
Nor does he really care about the $30 million. I mean, he does care, but it's not like it's putting a dent in his pocket. It's coming from him.
It's not going to stop them from hiring whoever they want to be the next head coach. Like, I don't think there's going to be a discussion where James says, you know what, we can't go this way because it's too much money. I'm already paying Tom Thibodeau $30 million a year. So I think the answer to the riddle on, well, why did Leon Rose give an extension and then fire him less than a year later? I heard Big Mac ask that question 500 times yesterday. And I think the answer is he took care of his guy.
Yeah.
Is that a fair answer?
Well, I mean, it's if you like the guy, you have a good relationship with him. He helped bring culture and success to the organization that hadn't had it for decades, it feels like. And then you know that this might be the end. Give him the golden parachute.
Yeah.
We have to let you go, but you're going to be all right.
And James Dolan, back to him, has to approve the extension.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dolan knew, yeah, there's a really good chance I'm going to give this guy the extension. And then I'm going to have to just pay him off for nothing because we're going to fire him within a year.
Right.
And as long as the owner is okay doing that, then I think that's what happened. So for anyone looking so closely into the idea that he was just given an extension, what's that about? I honestly think that's what it's about. Leon Rose comes from a different place. He represented a lot of these guys that's now working for him. That's why we also have to play that other riddle, which is when they're looking for a new head coach, who represents the head coach? Is there a CAA connection? And we mentioned earlier, there is with Johnny Bryant. There is with Taylor Jenkins. There are with a couple of these guys. There is with Joe Mazzulla. Maybe they could steal him from Boston. By the way, that would be my favorite thing. I love Joe Mazzulla. For a myriad of reasons.
I don't think there's any way that it happens.
Of course not.
But Boston could be in a little transition period.
Well, that's true. You know what?
Because of the Tatum stuff.
They're transitioning.
Right. And the Jaylen Brown, who knows what they're going to do? Which one are you keeping? You're going to keep paying them both, whatever they're both making, $60 million a year? Or are you going to just kind of readjust a little bit here? Sorry, Joe.
Would you give
up? We got to move on from you.
Yeah, would you give up a couple of future?
You got us a championship.
Yeah.
You're good.
Would you give a couple of future first that you can finally sell off in like 2033 for Joe Mazzulla, Tommy?
I know this might sound blasphemous. I'm not a big Joe Mazzulla fan.
Oh, come on.
I'm not. I understand he is your...
He would be amazing in New York.
Because of the content. He's like Jameis Winston to Evan, and he says stuff after the games that are funny, weird, whatever.
He's also a very good coach.
He is a very good coach, but he's just not one of my favorites as far as coaching. I've always kind of been hard on him. I know that he won a title. I understand that, but I'm not the biggest Joe Mazzulla fan. By the way... Eric Spoelstra?
Yeah, what about him?
He's a CAA client.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That's your one kind of kernel of connection. By the way, the Knicks should call up about any head coach, even if they're employed, just to see if there's a chance. The problem is you're going to get hung up.
But I don't, you know what, Patrick Riley, You're how old now? You're in your 80s. Why do you still hold resentment and hatred in your heart towards this franchise? I don't understand
that. What are you talking about? I've been very fair the last 2 days. This has nothing to do with resentment.
What I said was, what I said was, because that's the big thing that Riley...
Oh, you're not talking to me. You're talking to Pat Riley.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I'm talking to Pat. I know you can hear me right now. That Pat Riley would stop this. Why?
I thought the same thing, Evan. I thought he was calling you Pat Riley.
Yeah, me too.
No.
I was so confused.
Because the biggest thing, because I want to dream the impossible.
Is he really 80?
He's got to be at least in his 80s at this point, Teague. I know he doesn't look it. He's in like great shape for being a little... Yeah, 80. Wow. Turned 80 this year. Great shape.
I think the answer to your question is that, and you should kind of put the mirror back on yourself. You have been open and honest about your dislike for the Yankees, right?
Huh.
Do you think when you're 80, you're just going to be calm about it?
No.
Say, I don't hate the Yankees
anymore.
No,
they'll never be peace.
I think in Pat's case, there's never going to be peace. And also, I think the other thing is, I think Spoelstra is probably going to coach that franchise for the rest of his career. It's South Beach. It's Florida.
Yeah.
They've built something, even if there hasn't been great success recently. Like, I just think he reminds me of Pop in that I don't think he's going anywhere. I really don't. That's a long-term prediction for you. In fact, you know where I think he's going to go? I'll further this. I think he's going to go upstairs soon.
When Pat retires. Right?
Yeah, I think he's going to say, you know what? I've done it all as a coach, which he kind of has.
Right.
And he's going to say it's probably less stressful to do what Pat did, even though there was stress involved. So I think Spoelstra's Miami Heat for life. I understand you bringing him up. I'm not mad at you anymore for bringing him up.
Right.
I was only mad that you thought it was realistic.
And then they just hire the assistant.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily... When we were in high school, you didn't ask out a girl to the prom.
That I just told you you should ask him
out. No, but then you ask him out, and if she says no, then you go down the line.
I know, and that's what's going to happen. But I think within the next 5 years, he moves upstairs. They have an assistant, Chris Quinn, who may actually be involved in this job, who's a hotly contested assistant, rising, like Dave Bliss in Oklahoma City. You got a few of those guys.
Did you ever get a no asking someone to prom?
I never got a no, but I actually had a girl come up to me and she said, "Why didn't you ask me?" I go, "Well, why didn't you ask me?"
Well, saying a Sadie Hawkins thing.
Now I know this. I forgot.
What did she say?
I forgot the app where the girl reaches out to the guy now, the dating app, although I think they've changed that recently. But I was like, bro, why didn't you just ask me?
You called her bro?
Why would you?
Well, we were friends. Right. We were friends, but I assumed there would be benefits if we went to prom, which I would have liked to have cashed in on.
And I just don't understand why you would ask somebody if you didn't know that they were going to say yes.
No, well, yeah, because what could they say? No. Oh, well. Only you and her know that you asked her unless she's a gossiper.
But doesn't that happen? Can you believe Tommy asked me?
Yeah, and
oh
then
my God.
But you know what, though, Teak? If you shoot your shot, you go maybe a little above your league, perhaps one of her friends goes, man, that guy has confidence, and she looks at you differently. Huh. It's like networking almost to try to, you know... Get into situations.
I had a girlfriend all through high school.
Yeah, you don't even know what that experience is like.
I had no idea. It's assumption. Like, we're going to prom, right?
I agree with your logic, Tommy. You should absolutely ask her out. In this case, Eric Spoelstra. I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen. That's all.
I actually had multiple friends that came up to me and said, why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you ask me then? Ladies, if you're listening out there, you could ask a guy to prom. It's 2025.
I think nowadays it's probably different.
It probably is more common.
When you were in your prom, 02?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Three, kind of in that range?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
it was just a different time.
Yeah.
Let's go to Adam in Westchester. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's well, man.
So two comments about the Tibbs thing. And one, I think this maybe simplifies it a little bit too much, but I think this really kind of explains what side you fall on is, who do you think is more responsible for the last 5 years of their turnaround, Tibbs or Rose? If you think the answer is Tibbs, then you probably disagree. I think it's Rose. And so I think he kind of deserves the benefit of the doubt on a lot of these decisions because his instincts have been like 95% spot on the last 5 years.
It's a great question, by the way. Right. I think the answer is Leon Rose because this is a talent league. And while you've made the point, and I do agree with it, that Tom Thibodeau has gotten the most out of certain players, like Jalen Brunson, like Josh Hart, the talent still needs to be acquired, and the Knicks are an incredibly talented team. They may not have a perfect roster. It may not mix perfectly, but the talent level that's been brought in courtesy of Leon Rose, it's Leon Rose.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated because what you're asking, because it's truly apples and oranges, is who did their job better? And I think Leon Rose did his job better. Not that Tom Thibodeau didn't do a great job changing the culture in that locker room and, you know, bringing those really kind of all over the place pieces together, even though the Villanova connection helps out a little bit, but the just disparate styles trying to merge together. I think Thibodeau had a harder job than Leon Rose.
Well, you know what I would say? If you go back to the beginning of this, 2021, where the Knicks made the postseason as a 4 seed, the answer to that question is Tom Thibodeau, not Leon Rose, because look at that roster.
Right.
Elfrid Payton and Julius Randle being the best player and Derrick Rose turning into the best player come postseason time. Like, if you just look at that roster, then I would say, boy, Tom Thibodeau, that's the answer. But I think after that, it's Leon.
Right. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, he made Julius Randle all-star. You know what I mean? Look at Jalen Brunson's career take off. Now, maybe that's just because Jalen Brunson needed the opportunity, but that was Leon Rose giving him the opportunity.
Absolutely.
So it's like, who gets the credit for the successes that happened? It's a combination, but I do think that Leon ultimately did his job better than Tibbs did.
Tim is in Staten Island. Good afternoon, Tim.
What's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
What's up? Appreciate it.
Look, everybody loves what Rose did. Listen, he's put us in a good position. But my thing is, he might end up hurting us more than he helped us in the long run because this Mikal Bridges trade was horrible. not only did he not pan out this year, not only are we not going to be able to get a superstar in the offseason because of the 5 first-round picks, we may be looking at a lottery pick superstar play for our crosstown rival in 2031. I mean, he's done great. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate being relevant again. But this just goes untalked about. In what world can you give up 5 first-round
picks? Tim, it's not untalked about. We all understand the risks of giving up those picks. And there are 2 risks involved. Let's lay them out. Number one, yes, years from now, my team may benefit. You're right, because we don't know when this Knicks window is going to end. And by the way, if the Knicks win an NBA championship, it ain't going to bother you that much, right? So we understand what those picks could potentially turn into. Whenever someone says, well, they're all going to be late first-round picks, that's stupid. In the short term, you're right. But long term, absolutely major risk. The second thing is this summer. You're in no position to trade for Giannis or Devin Booker if he becomes available or whatever other surprise superstar. You're right about that. So those risks are well documented. We've talked about them a lot, and you're right. He eliminated that by making this trade. But here's what you're forgetting. 3 weeks ago, Mikal Bridges made 2 incredible key defensive plays that led to a monumental upset against the Boston Celtics.
It caused us to wipe out the 5 picks.
Well, that was stupid to wipe them out, but in the brief period of time, it was bleep them picks.
Right.
Like, this is still occurring. So while you're right about the risk of not being able to trade for a superstar or what those lottery picks look like in 5 years, in the now, we still need to see Mikal Bridges contribute more. Did he contribute enough in year one? He did not. Were there signs of it? Yes. Were there big moments in the playoffs? Yes. Ultimately, is that going to be enough to justify the picks? No. But the trade hasn't been written yet. But we've all understand the risks that are involved.
I think Bridges, more than any other player, seemed the most lost and not confident in the role on this team. And I think that, to me, is where you could point to Tibbs' biggest failure.
So he could benefit from this coaching change.
110%.
Absolutely.
We said it all year long, whether you were a Knicks fan. Well, Knicks fans were down on him, but Evan, you were fair about it. Bridges is better than what he showed this season.
I watched him. He was better than what he showed this season. Now, you got flashes in the postseason. And will he ever be worth the 5 first-round picks? Here's the deal. Go win a championship, and he was. And then it's over.
Right.
And then it doesn't matter what I get 5 years from now.
Right.
It won't matter.
Right. We say this in every sport. If you give up a ton, like the Mookie Betts thing with the Dodgers. You give up a ton, as long as you win a championship, it's worth it. Ultimately, it's worth it. And so it hasn't been completely defined whether it was worth it yet. And you probably have at least 2 more years before we're going
to
find out.
The other thing, like, it is so easy right now, today, to say Giannis is going to be available. Devin Booker may be available. God, man, how did Leon do this? Leon Rose was sitting on picks and assets for years. When is the right time to cash him in? Who is the right player to cash him in on? And so if he sat there and waited another year of not cashing in his picks, weren't we also going to say you're wasting the window of Jalen Brunson?
Mm-hmm.
You're wasting this opportunity?
Right.
Did we know Giannis? By the way, Giannis isn't even available yet, so we're talking about it as if it's happening. But we still don't even know if he's available.
Yeah, that would have taken, I think, a too much foresight and or knowledge from a different organization that you just simply can't have. Like, there's no way that anybody could know that Giannis and the Bucks were going to fall apart the way that they fell apart, and ultimately he hasn't even demanded a trade yet. But that's really the only way it's going to happen, and so you can't predict that. A year ago?
And do you want to sit?
A year plus ago?
And do you want to sit? This is the other side of this Mikal Bridges decision. Do you want to sit there holding and hoarding picks that you're not actually going to use? You're actually going to trade them as assets.
Right.
For a player that may never become available?
Well, you could hold on to them, but then you're trying to, you're creating 2 different, like, situations. One for now with limited resources and one for much later. That might not ever pan itself out.
And that's why I think...
Or you might not even be there.
Well, that's
if you're Leon Rose.
That's what's so important. Like, this new NBA, based on the CBA and a lot of the rules that are there now, where it's so difficult to have multiple supermax players, like, you got to hit when you can. You can't wait around. Like, this idea, well, I want sustained success. Sustained success? I don't even know how realistic that is in the modern NBA.
It's
no, you got to win when you're given the opportunity.
It's not that possible. The one team that's defied it is the Warriors. And it's because they have a great player, Steph Curry. Because think how that team has changed from their first championship till now.
Right.
Or what was it, 2 years ago when they won one? Right? Think about that. not the same team, but they had one great player.
But they're also, here's what's so funny about them, and they're not champions right now that they were a couple of years ago. They're no longer built around, like they used to be, multiple superstars making a lot of money. Klay Thompson isn't there anymore. Kevin Durant isn't there anymore.
That's right.
So it's just, it's so different. And so what I admire about Leon Rose, whether it works out or not, the jury is still out. The jury is still out on the Mikal Bridges trade. The jury is still out on the Cat trade. Though I will argue with anybody, Julius Randle was never working here. So your argument could be, hey, I got this big contract. It doesn't fit well. I'm not going to win. Fine. Don't give me Julius Randle. I don't want to hear it. Because there's no way you can honestly think that that was ever going to work here. It wasn't. Right. It was never going to work here. So it can't be about Julius Randle. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. Hey, Chris.
Evan and Tiki on a hump day. What's going on, guys?
Good, man. What's happening?
What's up?
Before I get to my point, I have it under good authority that Boomer and his grandkids, the twins.
Yes.
I'm hearing it's the names Tiki and Rondé. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I've heard.
I imagine that.
I so would be very honored.
So what I called about was this whole new coach that I think what they need to do is go with the old raw anonymous GM and have a different celebrity from Celebrity Row coach the team. And then, you know, what you could do is they go on a winning streak. You keep Timothy Chalamet in there. When they lose, here comes Fat Joe. When they lose again, here's Spike. You can go all the way down the list, and eventually you could get to Tommy. Yeah. And that's positivity, and there you go.
Oh, nice. No doubt. Eventually we get to Tommy. I think I could tell that Sean is so pissed off he didn't come up with that idea. He's thinking to himself, how did I not come up with that?
It is good.
Hey, Leon, who are you hiring for the next head coach?
Eddie.
Oh, Whoopi. That was a great movie.
That owner tried to move the team to St. Louis, though. We're not having that happen here.
That storyline always never made sense to me. That always bothered me about Eddie.
The same thing as
Major League.
Major League.
Yeah, trying to move to Miami. Right. And so long ago, it was before the Marlins existed.
That one actually made more sense.
It kind of did, actually. You're right. Like, moving to Miami. Yeah, but Cleveland wasn't drawing. So maybe they did want to move down there. I like that idea. Ben Stiller gets one game.
What do you think Kylie Jenner's rotations would look like? Doesn't matter.
Can only imagine. Yeah,
who wants to play today?
Jamie's in East Brunswick. Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hope you're all doing well, professionally and personally.
Appreciate it.
I got a quick Nick comment, and then, Evan, I got a question for you. But first, I'm older. I'm a Laker fan, but I'm talking Magic, Kareem, Jamal Wilkes, those guys. As a Laker fan, I don't like LeBron. Now I'm starting to – I was looking for a team. That's what I'm getting at. I was looking for a team. So I'm looking at the Knicks last year, and everybody's talking about these dogs, blah, 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 Jalen Brunson, blah, blah, blah. This year, same thing, Jalen Brunson. Well, I'm sorry. If you guys really believe he's that good, then do, like, Tiki, you could relate. Do an Emmitt Smith trade. Trade like a Herschel Walker trade. Trade Jalen Brunson. That's who you trade.
Oh, come on. We can't waste our time with this.
Can't do that.
The Jalen Brunson
trade. He's too good of a player. It's like trading your best player just to try to get someone who's maybe better.
So
doesn't make any sense.
We were playing a game off air, and I was thinking, boy, this is a fun game to play. Not yet, but as things slow down in the sports season, and it's us kind of guessing the next NBA superstar to demand a trade out of nowhere. Because one thing we've heard about going into this summer is that it's going to be wild, right? That's what's been reported. Shams has alluded to it. It's going to be a wild summer. Well, we hear the rumblings about Giannis, but what about the unexpected, right? So I was playing the game off air with the guys. I was like, I got a good one. Anthony Edwards. Like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we get a Shams bomb. Anthony Edwards demands a trade, right? That'd be crazy. Then we had another one. Like, Luka hates LeBron. Luka demands a trade. And then Sean took the cake. Because if this ever happened, I'd fly back from Europe just to do shows. And that was, you want to announce this one, Sean?
Yeah. Turns out, not a player's team. Brunson doesn't like the hire the Knicks make and surprises us all and demands out while Evan's in Europe.
Now, they don't think there's any way.
Of course not. No. We know it's not happening, just like our last caller suggesting that the Knicks should trade Jalen Brunson.
I thought you were doing it realistically.
Well, hold on. The basis
that's
not
realistic.
The basis I gave is ask a Mavericks fan 48 hours before Luka was traded if it was realistic he was about to get traded.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but it felt like there was a lot going on behind the scenes.
After he got traded, we heard all the stories.
Yeah.
I think some of those were kind of percolating around, like the conditioning and the selfish play and all that.
But you're right, but you're also wrong. Like, you're right that those things were percolating, but ultimately, the absolute shock of them trading him can't be whitewashed by, well, now we're used to it, so it's okay. I'd even argue that with the Durant demand. Like, we can say now, oh, that was predictable. It was not predictable. It was one of the most stunning things that happened when all of a sudden he demands a trade. So the beauty of the NBA is that we eventually get used to it, and we're like, oh, yeah, it kind of makes sense, blah, blah, blah. But in the moment, you're stunned by it.
Yeah.
So all of those things would be stunning. Now, Jalen Brunson is not demanding a trade, nor the Knicks trading Jalen Brunson. In fact, that would be horrible timing, because coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have a Lou Gehrig debate series. Now that the Knick run is over, who is the king of New York?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.